responsible to sit.
And they make variants of the same recognizable idea again and again and again and again. Now the addition makes that one print relatively rare, but it's a rare version of something as unrare as possible. Because otherwise nobody's heard. And the way the art market works is by an awful lot of hedge fund managers saying, she's got one, I want one. And you can't do that with an edition of three from an artist who's moving on to something new each time. So if you look carefully, you will see an awful lot of artists whose successful formula becomes a break and a stop. They can't go anywhere else. Because if you sold something for $1 million or whatever it is, it's very, very hard. Now, you mentioned the source. It's the classic example of what I'm talking about. You know, Paradise Series Jungle Picture looks very much the same as another Paradise Series Jungle Picture. A Portrait by Rita Weisler looks very much the same. Now, there are market reasons for that, as well as slightly artistic reasons. That is very important that you should be aware that there's a choice to be made, which is that some people find they're stuck. And they're stuck for market reasons, and their value may go up and up and up for a while, until eventually what should have happened in the first place is a kind of connoisseurship kicks in and starts saying, hold on, you're not regenerating, and the price comes down again afterwards. And there are lots of examples of this. I mean, classic example of the contrary would be Cindy Sherman, you mentioned again. Cindy's kind of reinvented herself within a recognizable brand. There's always this lady dressing up in disguise, almost, sometimes it's dollars, but it's almost always the same. But the formula was broad enough to allow for variation of quite a wide kind. So Cindy Sherman, the history set, Cindy Sherman, the portrait set, Cindy Sherman, the old art sponsor set. It's always a formula is recognizable, but she's somebody not there. So when you talked about rarity, I felt my walls rising, but actually the recent driver would be the opposite of rarity. And if you look at lots of very successful, very famous artists, actually it's pretty clear that once the market welcomes them in, they never did anything new.
I agree with that. I think what's interesting as well is that that problem is actually moving itself backwards. It's a much younger artist. Like, you know, the classic example, which I think is lovely, wonderful, Idris Khan, who was pulled out of an art called by Victoria Miro. I mean, that's a sort of overlay. Very successful from day one, and I think he's and he's quite young. I mean, Dursley sort of, you know, sort of middle age now, so he can sort of give his ride out to the branding. But when you're that age and you get stuck in a certain way to the market, I think it's very, you know, it can be problematic if that's then trying to move away from it at risk of losing your market.
Well, so and it's problematic both ways.
Yeah.
It's problematic if you do well, and it's problematic if you don't do well. But it is actually. But remember again, and I said it right at the beginning of the last concert, many of you have heard me say, the market deals in a very thin slice of the broad variety that they go offer around, at least in Austria. Elsewhere, we don't really know. And again, it's anecdotal evidence only, but there's a little gallery which I know, the people who run it in Lyon, in the middle of France, and they love the way we started showing contemporary problems and emerging artists, all the things that you think a gallery should be doing, and they did okay, and they started buying a few well-known pieces, and they found they couldn't sell the well-known pieces at all. But if they got some totally unknown British or Polish or French photographer, they could do €500,000 worth of business for these people in a 2-year span between shows. Because